The US President Donald Trump has branded the investigation into his tax affairs a witch hunt. His comments follow a Supreme Court ruling that his financial records can be examined by prosecutors in New York. However, in another judgment, the court said the information didn't have to be shared with Congress. Suzanne Lynch, Washington correspondent of the Irish Times, has been giving me the background to the story.
Well, there were two parallel cases running. One was that Democrats in Congress, since they've won control of the House of Representatives back in the midterm elections, they have been trying to get access to Donald Trump's financial and tax records. So that was one part of the picture. There was a second case relating to a New York case being brought by the district attorney there in New York, who is also wanting to get access to Donald Trump's records because he has opened an investigation essentially into Donald Trump's financial dealings during his time as the owner of his Trump empire. And that arose from evidence that Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's former lawyer, gave in the course of investigations over the last few years. So as a result, these kind of two strands have been trying to get access to these documents. But Donald Trump's lawyers have gone to court over this numerous times, and ultimately it ended up in the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court had its final day on Thursday of its term, and these judgments were long awaited.
Now, Donald Trump has said in the past that the records would be made publicly available, just not yet.
So Donald Trump has always been under political pressure on this issue. Unusually, when he was appointed president, he kept overall control really of his business, and he broke with precedent by not publishing his tax returns. All presidents since the years of Richard Nixon have published their tax returns. Joe Biden, who will face Donald Trump most likely in November, he's already published his financial details. Voters in this country expect that. Donald Trump, when he ran for office in 2015-16, promised he would release his tax returns. We're now into the fourth year of his presidency, and he has not. He has said a few times that it's because his business, his taxes are under audit. But really, he is now, I suppose, punting on the fact that his supporters don't seem to mind. He's kind of got away with it this far. And now with these judgments, it looks like he will definitely not have to publicize his documents before November, because what these two judgments do, even though in principle of law, they mostly say that Donald Trump will need to give his give access to his tax and financial documents, ultimately it's not going to happen before November, because in both cases it's been pushed back to lower courts. So we're expecting further litigation, further challenges by the Trump administration in the next few months.
These are divisive times. Even whether or not to wear a face covering has become political in America. And he is under pressure on a number of fronts at the moment.
Yeah, I think the last few months have been very difficult for Donald Trump. The polls are suggesting that he's trailing Joe Biden nationally, but also in key swing states, states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, those kind of states that went for Donald Trump the last time around. And even states that for the last few decades have voted Republican, states like Texas, Georgia. Democrats are now seeing a possibility that they could turn those states in November. Now, it's early days. We still 4 months to the election. Anything could happen. But undoubtedly, you've had a number of factors in the last few months. Primarily, Donald Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic has been widely criticised. And secondly, his handling of the protests over the death of George Floyd. Rather than seek to unify the country again, he has tried to stoke cultural divisions. And he looks like he's going back to this playbook of division, of racial difference, of cultural divides as he moves forward to November. But this time the polls are showing that that may not work for him at this point.
I've seen all sorts of speculation over the past couple of weeks as to what he might do to reinvigorate the campaign. I mean, there was even some speculation this week that he might dump Mike Pence in terms of, you know, to bring on somebody who might bring a bit more pizzazz to the ticket. Mm. But then, as he's very fond of pointing out, nobody gave him a chance in 2016 either.
It's true. And he is gambling on that again. I think we do need to remember that Donald Trump got lucky in a lot of ways in 2016. He won, crucially, a few swing states by a tiny margin of votes. I think Hillary Clinton was an unpopular politician for a large proportion of the electorate. So I think the dynamics are different now. The country has had 4 years of Donald Trump. Before that, of course, they didn't know what his presidency was going to be like. So at the moment, I think he's running on that same playbook, but I think the dynamics have changed. So it's unclear if it's going to work for him this time. As I say, though, you know, polls were wrong the last time around. Anything could happen in the next 4 months. And as you say, they're doing something dramatic like picking a different vice president, maybe a development in foreign policy, could really change the dynamic of this election.
And that was Suzanne Lynch of the Irish Times in Washington. Later, by the way, our own correspondent Brian O'Donovan will be on the campaign trail in Pennsylvania.